Alex Golish hits transfer running back with a hard truth. Welcome in. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. And yes, your eyes are not deceiving you, folks. If sorry, you're watching, Graham is back. Graham is back.
Had an unexpected little quick trip yesterday out of the state to the concert, but I'm back.
But it looked like fun, though. They kept cutting to it during the Braves game because the Braves were getting annihilated yesterday. But let's just hop right into it. Graham, there was a AL.com article yesterday, and we have a screenshot of the article that I didn't even know that this was going to pop up in my feed. It just, I was like, what are we going to talk about? And then boom, this pops up. So for those that cannot see the screenshot, it says Auburn coach Alex Golish says, gets brutally honest about transfer running back's body. He's not there yet. And the running back in question is Bryson Washington from Baylor, who we play in week one in Atlanta. So Graham, I kind of throw it to you. What is your thoughts on this? Because we were kind of talking about it before the show started, like what it could be. So what's kind of like your thoughts on it? And also like, what do you think it could be?
Yeah. So this all kind of started, you know, in spring, you know, when we got to go to practice and stuff like that. And, you know, we were watching running backs take reps and stuff like that. Bryson Washington was always going last. He, you know, was at the bottom of the totem pole in taking reps. That includes guys like Omar Mabson ahead of him, Tay Meadows ahead of him, Nakai Davenport ahead of him. All those guys were taking reps above him. And so people were like, what? Like I would have expected Bryson Washington mm-hmm. to be the second string running back for Auburn like that. And I know Zach and Kyle talked about it multiple times on their shows and stuff. Like this just doesn't seem right. Surely there's something else going on. Cause why is he not RB2? I feel like that's why we brought him in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the coaching staff wanted to do, bringing him in. And I don't think they're aware of what some of the stuff is going to happen. But anyway, we get to a day and we don't really see Bryson until like the end of the game.
Yeah. Hardly at all.
Yeah. Not many snaps. Omar Mabson got a lot more snaps than Bryson did. But then ultimately, you know, people finally was like, all right, what's going on? Like we thought Bryson was going to be the guy for RB2. Like what's happening here? And Golish came out and said, he's like, look, he's just not in shape. He needs to work on himself a little bit and, you know, kind of get back into football shape is kind of what he said. Because there's a difference, you know, being like out of shape, in shape, and then in football shape. There's three different things.
Yeah,
it was mainly just out of shape. And so he was just kind of, you know, being it's kind of like a tough love. Like, hey, bro, like you got to get back in shape if you want to be up here and playing. You know, or getting reps or getting actual playing time on Saturdays, then you got to get back into shape. And so that's been his goal. So you know, since spring, he's had this summer to kind of work on that. And obviously with this article, he's saying that, you know, he needs a little bit more time. He needs fall camp, which fall camp is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. They've said that. And to get him, you know, ready for that high tempo offense that we've seen with Golish, Alex Golish offenses. So like you said, he's not 100% there yet. He needs to, you know, get his body there. He's still, I guess, a little out of shape. When I hear out of shape, I just think, you know, just, you know, like what you would think is without a shape, you know, all the things. And so, mm-hmm. Just got to get his body back into shape and hopefully he can make his way back up to that 2-3 spot.
Yeah. Whenever that article says, you know, he's basically out of shape for the up-tempo offense, my mind immediately went to, oh, it's his conditioning. And I'm thinking, well, he keeps hammering home out of shape. Is he a little overweight for, you know, his position maybe? And, you know, sometimes you like to have a bowling ball back there on like a third down or a fourth down. That's, you know, like a fourth and short type of situation, goal line situation of somebody that, you know, not only are they toting the, you know, the rock, but at the same time, like they can hit somebody too and make them feel it. And, you know, they're going to be like, oh crap. Yeah. This guy again, you know what I mean? On the next play, if something up, you know, happens. But yeah, I hate that for him. That makes a lot of sense now though. It kind of clears up the air on that, you know, it wasn't anything more than just his physical shape, mm-hmm. I guess you can say. So, yeah, I hate that, but I'm glad that Golish is, I guess, kind of demanding excellence.
Yeah.
In a way. Because, like, you know, compared to in the past where it's like you can either demand it or, you know, you just say it. Like, you know, this guy, you know, Alex Golish is demanding it compared to Freeze, who was just like, yeah, I demand excellence. Well, prove that you are demanding it, because you're just right now, you're just talking.
And we've seen it since day one with Golish. He's demanded excellence from everybody in the building since he got here. And he hasn't been afraid to show that, you know, and when it comes to certain things, like this is a good example of that, of, you know, not necessarily punishing or giving like a consequence to, but just being like, hey, like, I'm going to be real with you. You're not going to be playing if you're still in this shape. And if you want to play, then you got to, you know, get back in shape. And that, like, that's an honest truth. It's harsh. It's, you know, it's like I said, it's tough love. Like, I'm sure, you know, Golish loves Bryson and he wants Bryson to be there, you know, taking reps with the twos and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, Golish wants to win football games and he can't, you know, baby somebody into a position like we have seen with other coaches who, you know, tried to baby our starting quarterback into his confidence. Golish isn't going to do that with his players. He's like, tough love. I love you, but this is reality. This is how it's going to be. And if you want to be up here, you got to be back in this shape. And I demand nothing less. And that's it, really nice and refreshing to feel.
Yeah, it's very refreshing compared to Hugh Freeze having a temper tantrum, throwing his visor on the ground. And it's like, okay, they're not going to respond well to that. You throwing a fit on the sideline because someone's not getting rid of the ball. You're not going to yell at him or grab his face mask. Like, I'd prefer that than, you know, the whole, hey, let me, you know, spike my visor and then pick it up and wipe it off because I need it for a tea time later in 2 hours. You know what I mean? But it's very refreshing. I agree with you 100%. And hopefully he can get into football shape before the Baylor game in Atlanta, which I think he will.
I think by
this isn't Baylor, a problem.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I really don't think this is a problem at all. And, you know, who knows? I mean, it could be one of those things where, you know, here comes the start of the season and he's not RB2, he's RB3. But he gets into shape.
I wouldn't be that shocked. I wouldn't be. Because I think Omar Mapson's really good.
He is. We have a loaded running back room. Like we've said it before, we have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch in that room. I mean, it's on top of Byron Brown. 6.
Okay, you put Byron Brown in there, it's unreal.
Yeah, so we have a killer rushing attack. It's just we need guys to buy in, and you know, I think Bryson Washington is definitely bought in. He just needs to cash in. He's bought in. He just needs to go ahead and cash in too.
He just got to get there so he can cash in.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know what else you can cash in on though? AUShirts.com. If you go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all your shows at the Barn, we add new styles weekly. You see some of the options on your screen, like the Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some mugs and some other options on there as well. But again, if you go to a game this season, whether it be in Atlanta, at home, in Jordan-Hare Stadium, away on the road, or from the comfort of your own home or at your tailgate, and you're sporting your gear from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all of the above. Let us know. We'd love to shout you out on the show, and we would love to showcase you repping your gear from AUShirts.com. So again, if you want to rep all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, then buyauburn.com is a fantastic place for you to go to get your business on a massive index full of companies that are run and owned by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a consumer, then buyauburn.com is another great place for you to go that you can support the Auburn family, support Auburn businesses, and just to grow this index and make it as big as possible. So like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor Auburn game, then go to buyauburn.com while you're there and see if there's anything in the area that you can go support while you're at it. But like I said, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do. We mentioned it yesterday when Kyle was on the air with us, or filling in for Graham rather, that, you know, it grows every single day, and it's not just one or two businesses. It's handfuls among handfuls. So, again, if you know anyone that has any type of ties to Auburn and has a local business, why not tell them about buyauburn.com? So, again, that is buyauburn.com. Graham, going into the back end of the show, there was a little bit of breaking news today. By the time we're recording this, it happened about 2-ish, 3-ish hours ago. Mm-hmm. We're recording about 3:30 in the afternoon. By the time you're listening to this, but the blue bloods of college football, or at least some of them, have started unveiling their patch deals that we had mentioned.
You've seen two.
Yeah, that we had mentioned it, I guess, oh God, what, like 2 months ago now, on the show, talking about there was a potential, you know, NIL movement in the works for every team in college football, and that being patches on the jerseys like you see in the NFL and in the NBA and other, you know, various, you know, pro sporting events, which is, you know, really interesting. But this patch that's going in effect goes for all sports at every school. It's not just football, but mainly football is the showcase because it's almost football season. So, yes, it's going to be showcased on a football jersey. So, the first deal of the day was early this morning. Ohio State is doing a deal, I believe, Chase Bank.
Chase Bank, yep. That's
For like $18 million.
I'm not sure what the number was. I did not see that, but that's...
it was something like that because that deal was this morning. And then Notre Dame was like, hey, we're going to one-up the Buckeyes. And we're going to announce our deal with SoFi for $20 million annually. Holy crap. That is massive. And that sparked the conversation in my mind. If Auburn, or honestly any team in the SEC, but Auburn specifically, were to get a patch, who would it be? And how much should they invest? Because obviously, with SoFi going to Notre Dame, and this kind of came up in a side conversation, you know, not on camera, but, you know, someone was saying, I think it was Brett, was like, hey, USC missed out on SoFi. That sucks. Like, they're, you know, they sponsor everything LA because they literally have SoFi Stadium where the Rams play. Yeah. So, and it's like, you know, what in the world is going on? Well, Notre Dame is a bigger brand than USC. Whether you like it or not, I don't care how good USC was in the early 2000s with Reggie Bush, but Notre Dame will always and forever be iconic with the Vegas gold helmets and navy blue and occasionally white wherever they play. So, Graham, I kind of throw it to you. What's your thoughts about this? And if Auburn were to get a patch on their jersey for not just football but for all sports, who do you think it would be?
Yeah, so this was bound to happen. We knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, just a matter of when. And I, you know, kind of expressed this earlier to y'all off air that I think this opened up Pandora's box.
It did.
I think in the sense of that now that Notre Dame has announced that this is the direction they're going in, and Ohio State has as well, schools are gonna be like, all right, we have to get in on this, because if we don't, we're behind the eight ball now. You know what I mean? Because if, you know, Notre Dame's getting X million, you know, if I think that is that 18 to 20 million go throughout all athletics.
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, an X amount of money from that $20 million will go to football. But that's still, you know, more money than other schools might be getting for their NIL collective or whatever they want to do with it. But I see that as schools are going to be like, hey, we have to get in on this now, and we have to find companies ASAP before they get, you know, taken by another school to sponsor us so that we can, you know, get money, because we're going to be behind the eight ball in recruiting now because we don't have as much money some of these other schools who are getting patches on their jerseys. From the looks of it, you know, I haven't heard any rumblings of Auburn this season having one.
Which is wild to me.
Yeah. Like you said, some possible, you know, what we could see on our jerseys. There's always Yellowwood. I don't know if that will be the case. Obviously, Yellowwood is our field sponsor. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of have a hard time thinking that they would, you know, do the jerseys as well and pay more, because I feel like, you know, they're already paying so much to be on the field. And Auburn did get some NIL money from that. In fact, I think directly from that, you know, NIL fund last year, we paid four guys their NIL. And that was Jackson Arnold, Cam Coleman, Eric Singleton, and Keldrick Falk. I think those four guys were on, you know, their NIL money was on the Yellowwood field. So I don't know. I really don't know where to go from there, because I feel like it's not going to really be a school with a connection to Auburn like Yellowwood. I think it's just going to have to be a team just, you know, wants to sponsor an SEC school and Auburn happens to get it. So I really don't know the direction that Auburn might go here. But I'm interested, and I'm also interested to see, like, do we see something before the season? I don't know. I mean, like, you know, obviously we've seen two now in the last day. And so is this going to be like a thing where like, okay, schools are going to start rolling out their, you know, their patches for the year and talking about them. So it's gonna be interesting to see. I'm interested. You know, we talked about Apple in the past. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Nope, I don't think it will either.
That's not likely. But
that's my fever dream.
Yeah. That would be a dream patch right there to have the Apple logo. I think that would look slick on Auburn jerseys. Especially with their phones, most recent phones being orange and blue. But hey, what do I know? So again, super excited to see what goes on in this world. But at the end of the day, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, well, technically, I think this is with Notre Dame announcing theirs today, this is technically the third. I think the original one was last week or a couple days ago. Illinois announced theirs. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. Forgive me, but they announced theirs. Then Ohio State. So we have pretty much two Big Ten schools and an independent. Should be in a conference. Notre Dame, just join a conference, please. For the love of God.
Current state of college football and NIL, you got to be in a conference at this point.
I promise you will not get excommunicated from the church if you join a conference. If that's what you're afraid of, it won't happen. I promise. Just join a conference, please. It'll make it so much easier and guaranteed. If you win the conference, you'll be in the playoff. You won't have to worry about it. Take your ball and go home. But goodness gracious, I don't know. Pray about it, guys. I think if, you know, do you think it would be more like in terms of Auburn's patch, if we got one, do you think it would be more logo like centered for local, you know, businesses, or do you think we'd go with my prediction, like if we were just straight up because they're a sponsor of the school and well, honestly, the whole SEC, but specifically, you know, Auburn, Regions Bank. I could see Regions Bank being one of those people that or companies that would do that. Maybe there's also, I know there's some other banks in Auburn as well. So I don't know about that, but off the top of my head, I don't really know who it would be. Cause I don't think if we did Yellowwood, I hope to God it's not a yellow patch on a Navy jersey with orange stripes, because that would not look good at all. At least like if you're going to put it on the jersey, just stitch it on there in white. And just have the like that would be noticeable. You know what I mean? Like that's just me. Like, can you pull up do you have the Notre Dame one again?
Yeah, I would say I was going to pull up because it is white.
Okay, yeah. So it flows in there because it's a white background, but in navy letters. So it almost looks seamless with the jersey
and
itself.
That's not even SoFi's colors. Their colors are light blue and white. So they did change, like they did allow it just to be their logo and not colors, which I think most schools would probably end up doing just so it doesn't, you know, interfere with the jersey colors. But
I'm cool with this. Like I've seen, and this was like, I saw people predicting like if any school does announce from the SEC that they're putting a patch on, it's either going to be Georgia or Florida, I think. But like I saw some Alabama fans saying, I don't want a patch on our jerseys. I think they're, you know, now granted that, you know, that's NIL money that they need, bad. They need it really bad. Right, like now, I'm really like, they need it. They need it really bad. But I kind of agree at the same time, because like you have to think Alabama has a uniform that has been known for years to not have any changes.
Yeah.
No. At all. None. Helmet included. Okay.
They still wear black cleats.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Like USC wears black cleats, I'm pretty sure still. Like that's part of their tradition. They don't have any they're one of the many schools that don't have a name on the back of their jersey because, you know, it's not about the individual, it's about the team, which I kind of like that, I'm not going to lie, but I think a jersey looks better with your name on the back. That's just me. Regardless of what you believe in, but I think if Auburn did it, I don't know if it'll be this year, but maybe next year. Because if we're not going to change to, and I know it's, you know, has nothing to do with the patch, but if we're not going to do orange jerseys or at least do like navy pants, like we've seen in practice, right, to go with navy jersey, which I think would look so crispy. But what do I know? I'm just a podcaster talking about Auburn, okay? Produce full time, do this part time, you know? What do I know about uniform combos? Nothing. I'm just stating my opinion. But I think if we are not willing to make a little change in our pants or a jersey, I don't think we're going to do a patch either, personally. But at the same time, Auburn has surprised me in how well they have embraced the NIL era of college football. So it wouldn't, it, you know, at the same time, on the other side of the coin, it would not surprise me at all either if we did get a patch.
So one thing I'm thankful for is Brian Harsin is bringing in the orange and white face masks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Me too.
If there's one thing I appreciated out of that, it was that Auburn hadn't seen a change in our uniforms in a very long time. And he brought the Stormtrooper uniforms that we have now, which I think are some of the cleanest all whites in college football.
Yeah.
And then obviously I think the orange face mask and with orange, you know, accessories looks really good as well.
It does for orange outs or
that's the most we've seen, you know, of the change in, you know, every year Evan's like, oh, like what if this is the year they bring out orange jerseys or, you know, navy on navy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And Auburn's consistently not done that. And I have a hard time, like you were saying, seeing that they do. It's just like, are they like going to be like, all right, we have to change with this. Like we have to. Like you said, how you've been surprised with how they've been with NIL.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one of those things they're like, all right, we don't want to do it, but we got to do it in order to take
credit. I mean, if you're not going to, and I get that, you know, at the end of the day, and I've seen this too, where it's like, I don't care what our jersey looks like as long as we win. I understand that. I get that. Nowadays, you know, you got to look good to play good. I know you've probably heard that phrase before if you're listening to this. Look good, play good. We've looked good. We just haven't played good. And I agree with Graham, too, with the whole face mask thing. Like, our Stormtrooper whites were already pretty clean. But you add that matte white face mask to the equation, and we have some of the best all-white uniforms in college football. You cannot tell me otherwise. I'm sorry. I don't care how many white uniforms Oregon makes, whether it looks like cookie dough or not, okay? Like, they have literal, like, different shades of white. They have eggshell. They have cream. They have white. You know what I mean? It's just like triple white, whatever you want to call it. Auburn's, to me, is just so it's almost, I don't know how, it's like almost a very true white to where when they have not even played the game yet, they just come out for warm-ups. It's almost like blinding to look at it. So bright. You know what I mean? For a white uniform. Like, it's so clean. So I agree. I think that eventually we will do a patch, but for right now, I think we're just going to stay where we are. But at the same time, if you want to keep up with the Notre Dame's, Ohio State's of the world that are getting $20 million, you know, $18 million, $20 million for their patch, I'd take that right now. You know what I mean? I'd put whatever patch I need to put on there, whether it be Yellowwood or Bucky's. I could see. That might be one. Bucky's.
Bucky's, hit us up.
Yeah, just saying. Give us a call. But yeah, I think that there's some, I'm sure there's something in the works. If there is, it is very, they have kept it under wraps. Okay. I don't think any patches have leaked out though, as far as I know. I know like there was murmurs about LSU signing one and they have yet to unveil that. That's another school. Oh, that I
totally forgot about that.
Yeah, right. I think that they would be the, you know, my pick to unveil the next, you know, people are saying Georgia and Florida on X, but I think LSU, because now that Kiffin's there, he wants to be the first one and be in the spotlight first. So it wouldn't shock me at all if they announce some, you know, I don't know, Bordeaux, you know, like this is, I don't know, something. I don't know. I have no idea. Whatever they, you know, that culture is down there, Cajun country. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be that's just something to keep an eye on. It's kind of fun to keep an eye on. That's one thing about the NIL era that I like about this is that it's fun to see what team patches are going on in the jerseys. Like when the NBA did it, I was like, oh God, no, don't put, you know, I think when they started putting patches on NBA jerseys, it was like 2018, and the Lakers put a Wish, which is no longer a company because it ended up being a scam, I think. But it was called Wish, and it was like you could buy, you know, apparel, like, you know, shoes or whatever, like clothes. It was almost like a poor man's eBay, if I remember right. And it still might be a thing, and they might have, you know, rebranded, I don't know, but from my understanding, it's no longer a company. But they, I remember when they put it on the jersey, and it was like, oh, the Lakers jersey, and then it just said Wish going across the, you know, one of the, you know, shoulder straps on the jersey. It's like, I just don't like that. And then they made it to where they stitched it the same color as the team on the jersey, and it kind of just disappeared on TV, unless it was like a close-up shot if they were taking a free throw. So that's probably what it'll be. with if Auburn does it. And this, again, it's not just for football. It's for all sports. So basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis, equestrian, swimming. Like, yeah, I don't know how that's going to look with swimming, but, you know, I have no idea.
That's the only thing I can think of. You put it on a swim cap.
Yeah, swim cap. Yeah, you're not going to, yeah, you're not going to put that on a Speedo.
Yeah.
I had a joke. I'm going to hold off. we're recording. Yeah, that's basically it as far as, you know, that conversation goes. So just something to keep an eye on. Hopefully Auburn doesn't fall too far behind in the, I'm going to call it the patch race. But we'll see. Hopefully, you know, they take advantage like they have with NIL so far. And, you know, we'll go from there. But, yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe. Turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from us. Follow us on social media. Be sure to check out all the other shows on the Barn as well. And, yeah, other than that, Graham, you got anything else to add? Mm-mm. Cool. Well, yeah. Well, everyone, be sure to have a great rest of your day. We will see you tomorrow for the Hump Day edition of the Barn Social Hour. But yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And you have been watching or listening to the Barn Social Hour. War Damn Eagle.
See ya.